after leading us through praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Aleph Beis, we have two expressions of Tisbarach Hashem and Tisbarach Sureinu. And while in all instances we simply translate Tisbarach to be, should be blessed, may you or may he be blessed, the truth is that the first one here and the second one, they are really a little bit different. They are really more expressions of praise than of blessing. Blessing means that we recognize that all good comes from you, Baruch Ato Hashem, meaning that anything that's a blessing, you are the source of that. It doesn't come from anybody else or any place else. And here, we are also saying Tisbarach, meaning praise. Tisbarach Hashem Elokeinu al Shevach Maase Yodecho. Meaning that you should be praised in addition to all of the praise that we could possibly express for what you have created, for Maase Yodecho. Va'al Ma'ori Or She'asisa, for the fantastic Ma'oros, for the lights, the heavenly bodies that you have created. You are glorified, and they glorify you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, forever and ever. So we have an expression of praise that's really typically called blessing. And the next one is certainly an expression of praise. Tis barach tzureinu malkeinu v'goyaleinu. May you be blessed, and again, may you be praised. Tzureinu means our rock, which means the one who we can trust to keep us, spare us, save us, something that you can rely upon. There are a lot of things that we might hope to help us, but somehow we need what's reliable. Human beings always feeling vulnerable, want to know that there's something that we can trust in that's going to keep us safe. And there's nothing but HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Something that's rock solid and dependable. That dependability is why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzureinu. And to whatever extent that we are here talking about praise rather than blessing, you can understand that it's because anything that is so rock solid and dependable is something we want to praise. So even if the earlier Tisbarach Hashem Elokeinu al Shevach Ma'asi Adecha means that we're referring to the blessing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu provides for us, that He is the source of blessing for all the good He has created and for the Ma'oros, for the great lights, for the celestial bodies, for the sun. Here we certainly are talking more in terms of praise than in terms of blessing. Tisbarach Tzureinu, we praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu because He is our rock, solid, dependable Borei Olam. Malkeinu V'Goelenu, our Melech, our King, our Goel, our Redeemer. Now there are interpretations of these three expressions that really overlap, so we're going to try to blend them all into one. Basically, Tzureinu, Malkeinu, and Goaleinu are three stages of world history. Tzureinu, of course, means when we are created and fashioned. Malkeinu is while He is our Melech, and Goaleinu toward the future, when He is our Redeemer. And there are these three stages. Chazal say that there are 6,000 years for this world's existence as we have it and as we know it, that the first 2,000 are those years that lead up to Avraham Avinu. Those are the formative years for mankind until the emergence of finally someone who can lead mankind properly and become the father of a nation, Am Yisrael, Hashem's people. So Tzureinu, the formative period, those first 2,000 years, are introductory. Malkeinu, while he is Melech, and those who will understand that are those who come after Avraham Avinu and who are the children of Avraham Avinu, the nation founded by Avraham Avinu, taught by Avraham Avinu to recognize the Melech Malchei Melechim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the 2,000 years that follow. And then 2,000 years that lead up to Mashiach, that lead up to the final redemption. Goaleinu. So when we say this, we are saying that we are in praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Tzureinu, who has formed man and led up to the period of Avraham Avinu and the period of Yisrael at its height, Malkeinu. And then the final 2,000 years of history, those last years that we are now approaching, Goaleinu, when he is our Redeemer. Borei Kedoshim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a creator of heavenly beings. Now we're talking about Malachim, and the next sentences are all going to be about the heavenly powers that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has created, the Malachim, the Mesharsim, the heavenly messengers, and the fact that those Kedoshim are beyond this world. Tzureinu, Malkeinu, V'Goaleinu are about this world. Berei Kedoshim is about something beyond this world. There are those who will suggest that Berei Kedoshim is also referring to Tchias HaMesim, which is beyond this world. So it's talking about the Kedoshim, that's us, but the Kedoshim, meaning we, holy people who will return, who will return after Tchias HaMesim, and it's based on that pasuk in Yeshayahu, where the pasuk says, V'hanoysar b'Yerushalayim kadosh yomer loy. Those who come back, who are there in Yerushalayim after Tchias HaMesim, they will be spoken of as kadosh. So when it says Bo'er Kedoshim, it's talking about the fourth stage, about that stage after the 6,000 years. It's certainly in Pshat talking about the Kedoshim, the holy Malachim, the forces that are so powerful that HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates. Yishtabach Shimcho lo'ad Malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your name should be praised, and should be praised in their mouths through the Malachim, and we are going to imitate the Malachim. We're going to praise you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like they did. Basically, this is an expression of our desire to follow in the footsteps of the Malachim. We are saying that the Malachim are able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu so beautifully, so perfectly. We know this from the Navi. Many Nevi'im have told us that they were aware of how the Malachim express praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Most prominently, as we are going to quote, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh from Yeshayahu. But we know that the Malachim praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we want to do likewise. We want to follow in their footsteps. So we say, firstly, that these Malachim are HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creations. And that they are so mighty and powerful. And you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should be praised for having created them. The Borei Kedoshim. Yishtabach Shimcha lo'ad Malkein. You should be praised for all of these Malachim, the powers and forces that you create, such that you lead and direct the world using these powerful forces, these Malachim. You are the Yoitzer Mesharsim. You're the one who forms all of these Mesharsim. Mesharsim are these serving angels. A Mesharis means something that serves, and that serves a great purpose and accomplishes its mission. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's missions are accomplished perfectly. The Malachim fulfill exactly what it is HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to do. with unqualified speed, vigor, and success. Vashem Misharsov Kulam. All of your Misharsim, all of those angels that you create, all of those serving forces that do your will, Kulam Aimdim Barum Oilam. They are all in the highest heights of the universe, meaning they are in the most holy area of creation, so far away from the physical and material world, but they are a reality. They are not just imaginary, they are a reality. They are powerful forces. We might, in English, call them metaphysical forces, but they are very real. And they are in a very high place, meaning that they are above or beyond the material world. So that before they come and descend down into this world to make any practical difference, while they still are theoretical forces and powers intimately associated with He who created them, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, while they are yet Oimdim Berum Oilam, when they are still in the most distant heights of reality, far away from bringing to fruition whatever their mission might be. They're way, way out there, as you might say. Oimdim Berum Oilam Umashmiim Behira, and they, with great awe, cause to be heard and cry out, so to speak, Yachad, all at once, Divrei Elokim Chayim Umelach Olam. The words, meaning the words and pronunciations, decrees, of the living God and the universal Melech. What does this mean? Look, Malachim are all going to be sent, powers are going to be released to cause various and very different things to happen in this world. Many different things will happen in this world based on what these malachim are sent to do. And each malach has its own distinct task, its own distinct mission. Some are more powerful, some are more subtle. Some have missions that will last eons. Some are just meant for a momentary effect, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that malach to function. It doesn't matter. They all work together harmoniously. The perfection of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is such that the endless number, you couldn't count how many forces of malachim, of malach nature there may be. Who knows how many millions or more, billions of these forces there are to do and to affect that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants done in the world. And some, as we said before, are more powerful and they have a mission that seemingly is more important or that will last longer. Some that we might think not so important. Or, in another sense, some are very close to the original wish of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some are the grunts, the soldiers on the ground, the lower level malachim who actually cause things to happen and are the ones closest to what ultimately is the effect Hashem wants here on earth. There are all kinds of levels and emanations of malachim. That is, that the higher level malach causes a force below, and that one below causes yet another force below it to finally make changes and cause things to happen down here on earth. And what we are saying here is that with these myriads of forces, with all of these Misharsim who want all kinds of different things to happen, and they have all kinds of tasks, some of them seemingly at odds with one another, because there might be one Malach that's tasked with doing one kind of thing here, and a Malach that's tasked with doing another thing there. Some are supposed to bring fire, some are supposed to bring ice, as an example, as the most stark example. Some are supposed to bring health, some, chas v'shalom, are supposed to cause a little bit, or wreak a little bit of havoc with our health. So they have all kinds of various and sometimes seemingly contradictory missions that these forces of heaven are sent to accomplish. Kulam, all of them. Oimdim Burumoilam. They are in the highest heights and very, very far away from our plain, simple, down-to-earth kind of life. They are perfect in that they are the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, unadulterated, in a high place, mashmiim biyira yachad, all of them at the same time together sing out the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there is one koil. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks with one voice. You might say, but that can't be. I mean, you have, here we're doing that, and someplace else we're doing something else. All these contradictory powers, all of these malachim are doing so many different things. Each and every malach, millions and millions and endless numbers of malachim to accomplish all kinds of different things, and they all speak with one voice? Yes. And that voice is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice. Whatever it is that Hashem wants is complete, is perfect, is unitary, is not contradictory. And so they all speak and speak with pride and with force and vigor, mashmiyim biyira, with a sense of awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu who created them, bikol, in the one voice, divrei Elokim chayim u'melech ha'olam, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the living God. Chayim meaning that it's a life force. It's a dynamic force. It's constantly causing changes. It's constantly emitting energy. What is a Kadosh Baruch Hu? It's a force. And it's not a finite force. It's an infinite force. And that fact that it's an infinite force, meaning that it's constant and constantly causing, energizing, moving, changing, affecting the world, is why we call HaKadosh Baruch Hu Elokim Chayim.
How does the individual interact with this force?
How, the individual malach?
No, individual.
The individual is that upon which HaKadosh Baruch Hu acts. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu causes something to happen, it's because there's a force originating from way, 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 way far from this world, materially, that causes something to happen. So that there are malachim, those are not people, they are not forces the likes of which you and I think when we talk about power, but they are forces, they are designs, plans of HaKadosh Baruch for something to happen, and they are the ones who carry out Divrei Elokim Chayim. They carry out what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. Those desires and intimations that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something, those are the Divrei Elokim Chayim U'melech Olam. Those are the words, meaning the designs and the Dibur. The Dibur meaning how HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants His will to be expressed in this world. The Dibur of Melech Olam, of the universal, overarching, singular melech of the entire universe. They all together praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even though some are more powerful and some less. Some are sent for long-term missions, are going to be forces unleashed on this world for eons. Some are only momentary forces. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants something to be a certain way. That all together is one voice. One coil, without contradiction. They all together comprise Divrei Elokim Chayim U'melech Olam. Kulam Ahuvim, all of them are beloved. They're beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants is loved, meaning is good, is desired, and is perfect. Kulam Beruda, meaning they are perfect, they are pure. Now, if only we could also love and feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and whatever it is that He wants should be embraced with that ahava and with that brura, with that sense of being mevurar, of being completely pure of any self-interest. But we're praising Malachim and we're trying to basically say, these are the real servants of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Would that we could emulate them. If only we could be a little bit like those Malachim. Wow. But that's what we're trying to say. We're trying to say, there are these perfect Misharsim who praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let's try to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu just like that. Ultimately, as we're going to see, we are going to try to be mekabel all malchus shemayim, just like they are. This is all leading up to Kriyas Shema. Kriyas Shema is the acceptance of the yoke of heaven. Kabbalas all malchus shemayim. And that's what we're leading up to. So the way to prod ourselves to do it right is to say, look at those malachim, wow, the way they are mekabel all malchus shemayim. And instead of saying, well, those are malachim, of course, you know, they're perfect. No, we're going to try to say to ourselves, let's learn from that. Let's, so to speak, learn from their example. Let's be encouraged by the presence in the world of forces and of powers that are kulam ahuvim, kulam berurim, kulam gibarim, they are fully powerful, v'chulam oisim be'ema uvira, with a sense of awe and fear, lest they not complete their work perfectly. They all carry out Ritzayin Kainam, the desire of he who owns them. Kainam doesn't just mean who creates them. He who owns them. Kinyan is an expression of ownership. And that's what's so powerful here. Because we're recognizing that the Malachim are so perfect because they are perfectly Hashem's. There's no power or force that's given over to the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu so perfectly as that of a Malach. When someone behaves just so perfectly and does exactly what the person's supposed to do, what do you call that little kid?
An angel.
A Malach. That's why you call the person a Malach. Because of that perfection of carrying out the will of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. V'chulam, poischem espiem, they all express themselves. Now, does a Malach have a pee, a mouth? Of course not. But since we are trying to imitate the Malach, we also want to speak out these words and express, I am doing your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I praise you for your greatness in sending me, in trusting me to do your will, and I will do it like a Malach does it. We're going to say all of this with our mouths. So we ascribe anthropomorphically to the Malachim the same idea that they also have, so to speak, a peh, a mouth. And they express themselves with perfect holiness and purity. Bishira v'zimra, with great song, and zimra, which means poetry, or hymn. U'mevarchim, they bless, meaning they ascribe how all blessing comes from Hashem. U'meshabchim, and praise. Meforim, glorify. U'ma'aritzim, u'magdishim, to be ma'aritz means to express something's value, to express its ultimate reason for such a reverence. U'magdishim, sanctifying, expressing how something is completely different and special, is Kedusha. Umamlichim, and then they are Mamlich. With all of this, they recognize and express and accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Kabbalas, all Malchus Shemayim, as Shem, Hakel, HaMelech, HaGadol, Gibor V'Anora, which we'll continue with next time. All of this is leading up to a Kabbalas, all Malchus Shemayim on our part, which we hope will be a little bit like the Kabbalas all Malchus Shemayim of those Malachim. We are recognizing that they do this Kabbalas all Malchus Shemayim so perfectly. So we talk about what they do, and we talk about their various missions and levels. We recognize that as different as they are, and as detailed as some of their missions might be, they all perfectly fulfill everything they are intended by Hashem to accomplish. And that expresses Hashem's perfection, Hashem's glory, and they all together in this way express, cry out the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are going to similarly commit to not just cry out the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but be mekabel, accept, heavenly yoke the mission that we are sent upon as human beings, like they are sent upon their mission and fulfill that mission so perfectly, we will endeavor and we will commit to doing likewise.